Hello, and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So relax, take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. Today's passage comes out of the second book of Timothy, chapter 4, verse 18. I will be reading out of the Amplified Bible to help with deeper meaning and context. Okay, second book of Timothy 4:18. And indeed, the Lord will certainly deliver and draw me to himself from every assault of evil. He will preserve and bring me safe unto his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So be it. Paul is writing to Timothy here. His belief that God will protect himself and his soul is unshakable. Paul was writing from jail when he knew that he was about to be killed. And even though he was sure he was facing imminent death, he wrote these words. He valued his soul more than the physical realm and his body. He knew that his spirit was about to go to heaven. I love his first sentence. And indeed, the Lord will certainly deliver and draw me to himself from every assault of evil. During trials and tribulations, God calls us closer to him. Every trial has brought me closer to the Lord. I don't particularly enjoy going through trials, but I also know that my faith is strengthened with each difficulty. I have the opportunity to watch God work. He is still the God of miracles. I also love that Paul knows that God will bring him safely to heaven. As he readies himself to depart from this earth, these are some of his last words. The final sentence, to him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. So be it. Through the end and the difficult death he would endure, he still praised God. I aspire to be more like Paul. Today, I believe that God will undoubtedly draw me to him through every trial, protect my spirit, and bring me safely to him at his appointed time. May you find that God will draw you to him, protect your spirit, and bring you safely into his heavenly kingdom. Blessings be to you. And we shall pray. Oh Lord, my God, thank you for protecting me. Thank you for protecting my spirit. Thank you for calling me closer to you in every circumstance and every trial that is before me. All the difficulties I face bring me to your feet. And as I bring my pain and troubles to you, I see you work the most beautiful miracles before my eyes. Though the answers you provide may not be the ones I was seeking, you gently show me your perfect will and your perfect way. You enfold me in your love time and time again. You protect me from the storms of this world. Oh, the storms come, but you hold me in your tender care during every storm of my life. Thank you for watching over me, Father. Thank you for everything you do for me. You are my strength, Lord. You are my provider. You are merciful and gracious in every moment. Thank you, Almighty Father. Help me bless someone today, and thank you for hearing my prayer. And what I heard from God was, all I desire is communion with you and a heart willing to serve. I will always be with you, my child. And my response back to him, my heart is yours, my dear Heavenly Father.